You're listening to Melly Monkey Movie Night with your host, Phoenix and Hank.
And we're fucking recording. I shouldn't swear as much. They say you shouldn't swear as much around your 13-year-old daughter, because then she'll pick up on all your bad habits and junk.
Yeah.
Do you swear when you're not around me?
No.
You don't?
When I'm not around you, I'm with grandma.
Are you lying?
No.
Are you lying when you're with your friends?
No.
Are you like, oh, dad dropped us off at the movies. Now who wants to fucking watch the movies?
Yet again, don't sound like that.
No?
No.
You're not like, all right, girls, let's fucking text some boys.
Nah.
That's not it at all. You're not free. You're not even free, and you're acting like cool. Like, hey, kids, listen to this shit. And they're like, oh, fuck, you said shit. And then you're like, oh, you said fuck. Ah, we're the coolest. Just walking down the street. Like, when you go to the park with Chuck's kid, you're not like, fuck yeah, we're going to the park.
Nah.
Push me on the fucking swing.
I do make her push me on the swing.
Yeah? You're never like, it's a fucking tire swing.
No.
Motherfuckers.
No, I don't.
None of that. That?
No.
Let's go down the fucking slide,
anyway.
Bitches. Not at all. You don't swear at all. You've never sworn in your life.
No.
I think you know how to pick out a liar? You know how to pick out a liar.
Yeah.
Why don't you have your cell phone, Phoenix?
I got gounded.
Why?
Reasons.
Reasons. You put a lock on your phone, which is being dishonest with your father.
Yep.
We'll tell the viewers when you're grounded. Phoenix under grounded rules has the podcast twice as much. No. So you're going to tell me you've never swore in your whole life?
Nope.
Not once.
No, I'm a good child.
You lying fucker.
I don't lie.
You do. Oh, dad doesn't fart. You just can't take a minute to have one little level of honesty with your father. And I'm not even asking for specifics. Just,
I've never cussed.
Never?
Why would I have?
Look at that shit-eating grin. You are my kid. I know you swear.
I do not.
I know for a fact.
No, I do not.
You do not?
Do not.
Tell the truth, I'll let you have your phone back right now.
No, you won't.
How do you know?
Because I'm grounded.
So? Tell me the truth.
Because I know you, and after this, you'll be like, oh no, I was kidding.
Oh no, no, do I do that?
I don't know.
Tell me if you've ever sworn before.
Libby.
Ah, that's a yes. Oh, you're not getting your phone back.
I know.
Because guess what? Lying must run in the family.
So that means it's you.
You just could have easily come clean and said, this is the part of the show where we discipline our daughters. And how we discipline them is punching them in the nose. I just found some Powerade on the ground. It's probably from last Thursday. Powerade doesn't go bad, though, right?
No, JC keeps leaving his whatever this kind of water is. Water.
Well, it's JC, so it's
probably.
What's a good term for fag?
What's JC. The.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. No, you're a little social justice warrior. What's a good term for fag? You know, we're not supposed to call people fags, but if we're just saying fag, it's okay. We're not calling anybody it. What's a good term for fag? What's like the safe term?
You could call them gay. You can tell them they're happy. You can tell them they're happy. They just don't know what you actually mean.
I bet they do.
You're happy.
Are you saying gay people aren't smart?
Yeah.
Oh, Phoenix.
JK, oh. LOL.
Too late. You just social justice-y warriored you.
Oh, well. I cooed it.
Oh, can we finally get into the damn...
the movie I just made you watch for 2 hours?
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
2-hour-long movie.
So fucking bad. What was the movie, Phoenix?
Hannah Montana, because you brought it up last week. I wasn't even thinking about it, and then you brought it up, so I figured why not.
Oh, so I had to watch Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
It was the best of both worlds. I could watch Hannah Montana.
Mix it up all together.
I took a dump during this movie for like 20 minutes.
TMI.
20 minutes of this movie was me taking a dump. I could hear it because I was nice, so I took a dump, you know, where I could still hear the TVs going.
TMI.
Right. Oh, okay. So you were a big Hannah Montana fan back in the day.
I was like, a Hannah Montana geek, okay?
The biggest. Who's your favorite Hannah Montana character? That's not Hannah Montana.
That's not Hannah Montana. Her best friend. You know her name?
Lily?
Yeah.
Oh, I was a Lily fan, too.
I used to make you watch it with me. That's the only reason you know.
That sounds horribly perverted. Not in the same way that other men might be a Lily fan. It's creepy because there are guys like that who watch that show and they're like, "Oh man, I'm gonna make out with that kid someday."
Those guys belong in jail.
Yeah, they definitely belong in jail. I'm gonna make love to that kid who someday is gonna be old enough. Ooh, just wait.
I'll be 50.
Oh, they will. Growth.
Gross.
Let's go on the fucking swing, kids. I know that's you. That's you.
Let's swing.
Go on the fucking swing.
Let's swing.
My dad's not around. He's at the fucking slide, too. The fucking monkey bars, bitches. Hell damn fuck.
I don't sound like that. I've never once in my life sounded like that.
You never once said hell damn fuck.
No.
Damn hell fuck. Damn, fuck hell.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Okay, back to the movie. Again, my favorite character. So let's see, the movie fucking starts out, Hannah Montana's being all fucking Hannah Montana-y at a concert,
right?
Yeah,
singing and crying.
She's wanting to be more Hannah Montana than Miley. Yep. And her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus.
He cute.
Yeah, for my generation, he was not cool.
Not cool?
No, he was a one-hit wonder country singer.
He's not really
don't
that cool.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
He's not really that cool now.
I don't think you'd understand.
He's not really that cool
and
now.
And if you
Dad?
Tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. He...
Okay.
That's how the song goes, Fee.
Anyway, he's not cool now, neither is his daughter, but...
Oh, what?
Everybody thinks her new song, Malibu, was cool now.
Or is it cool?
They're lying to themselves.
She came in like a wrecking ball. Something or other. I don't know the rest of the words. Let's all not have a gender and fuck each other.
Okay.
That's what she says. That's how crazy she went. All right, back to the... Dad gets, you see how other people have trouble podcasting with Dad? He gets so damn off subject.
Anyway.
That's what you're doing. Anyway, Daddy. Talk about things I don't like. I just like to go to the fucking monkey bars, my fucking friends, and say, damn.
Dad, yet again, we're not even talking about the monkey bars.
I'm going to get you to admit it before this show's over. All right. So she's in the fucking movie, and she's getting to Hollywood, I guess, for old Billy Ray Cyrus. And they fucking...
Make her go home?
Make her go to Tennessee. And she's all like, I'm not gonna fucking be here. I'm Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana.
Oh, boy.
That's how she sounds. Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay.
I'm Hannah.
Dad, anyway.
And fucking, she was gonna skip out on her grandma's birthday party, which you are not allowed to do. Your grandmother... Will
hurt me.
Yes. Badly. Grandma is not about that life.
Nope.
So she just wants to skip out on that. She's forced to go, so then she's being a shit about it. Oh no, she runs into the guy she liked
the
when she was in
first
grade.
And then the guy.
What's his name? Is his name Chad?
Travis.
Travis! I'm Hannah Montana, Travis!
Stop it.
Take care of my horse. That's basically the movie. He's like,
you
he's
just
the,
don't like horses. That the, is
that's
your
the
old
other, problem. The hoof demons. Don't get me started on the hoof demons, Phoenix.
Okay, so I'm guessing that was your least favorite part.
Of course, my least favorite part. Anytime they feature one of the devil's minions.
So what was your favorite
set
part
set to do the devil's bidding. My favorite, we haven't even finished explaining the damn movie. We gotta make our way through it.
You keep getting upset.
Oh, my favorite part is the end. The end was my favorite.
Where she...
It's the climb!
That's not that.
That was a pretty ending. It was kind of cheesy. Like, the everybody's just gonna... She reveals, like, who she is to everybody in the crowd, right?
Yep.
And I guess they're just gonna keep their mouth shut and shit. You know, none of them are gonna say anything.
Nobody's gonna say anything
at all. No, she can go back to being Hannah Montana, even though she just fucking told... a couple thousand people, but they're all just going to keep their mouth shut and shit. Because people from Tennessee are honest. And people
they're from a small town. No one's going to listen to them anyway.
People from fucking California are bitches. Bitches. Let's go to the swings, bitches.
Okay, stop.
Let's go to the fucking swings. My dad's not around. I could swear.
Okay.
Fuck. All right. Come on, Fee. You know you guys swear consistently not around your parents. Like it's cool, too.
No.
You guys are like just fucking
is
throwing
out. Is that what you think happens at school now?
Yeah. You guys go to school.
We all just run around the hallways cussing.
You're like, hey, I learned a new word. And they're like, what's the new word? Wench.
More like all me and my friends ever talked about was llamas and potatoes, so.
Llama potatoes?
Yo, we were weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Were you substituting them as cuss words?
Yeah.
Really? You guys are assholes! You really were? So all the times you're like, you're a llama?
No!
You called me a llama and a potato!
No.
You're a dickbag, Phoenix!
Not exactly those.
So now that I know that llama is substitute for... Probably like faggot or something like that.
No. Not exactly those words were the words we would trade them out for. It was other words.
Yeah, like fucker. Like, Dad, you're being a llama.
Name one time I've ever laughed like that.
You have.
Not. I have not.
You have too.
Anyway. Really?
Anyway.
Really?
What, taking a selfie during?
Yeah.
Take a picture of Phoenix.
I figured.
Phoenix!
Okay,
what was your favorite part then?
I only ever liked the part where Taylor Swift came in.
I was going to say, I almost forgot! My T-Swiftie came in and saved the fucking day!
She didn't do anything. She sang a song.
A beautiful song, and it brought everyone together. Much like Taylor Swift does, in general.
Name one time, besides the times I've forced you to listen to Taylor Swift songs, you've ever listened to one.
Oh no. In the car.
You listened to Shake It Up for
yes,
day, didn't you?
A lot.
We know.
We're gonna shake.
You post
shake,
a video
shake,
on Facebook every time.
We're gonna make big. Hate.
Okay.
Shake it off.
Oh my
shake
god.
Shake it off. Okay. Lift it off. Shake it off. Ha ha.
Okay.
My best man had a nuke. Oh my god. I'm just gonna shake it. That's what the rest of the show is gonna be. Me fucking karaoke and some Taylor fucking Swift in here.
No.
Oh, come on!
Anyway,
we get back to the fucking movie. Rascal Flatts are in the damn movie, man. God bless the broken road that led me home to you.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh... What the fuck? There's a lot of country singers.
Remember
show.
When I used to be into One Direction and every time I would talk about it,
you
would turn your head off?
No. Okay, so. So. Sure. Motherfucking bunch of country stars in this movie. There's a really disturbing part, and that's where the brother. What's the brother's name in this shit?
Jackson.
He's working at some exotic animal farm and shit, and there's a bunch of little kids. And he's like, y'all want to see an alligator? I'm going to feed the alligator. And he climbs into the fucking alligator pit to feed it, right?
That is what you do.
No, you do not. You throw chicken meat from a fucking fire.
Well, obviously.
Under cover of sniper fire.
So if you ever have watched the show, you know he's an idiot. Let's just be all happy he made it to college.
Yeah, well, let's all be other happy is that there's these kids watching. He gets attacked by the alligator. And these morbid
little... He didn't
little,
die.
Amazingly, but these morbid little fucking kids are laughing their fucking balls off.
So as a little kid, everything is funny, okay?
No, the murder of a man in
front of you. He didn't die.
He was dying.
He was dying. He was still alive at the end.
That doesn't matter. He was being murdered.
Anyway, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get back to this damn movie.
The one that I made you sit through for 2 hours.
Oh, it was so awful. I can't believe you did this to me. It was so bad, Phoenix!
Don't worry, you get to pick the next movie.
Oh, I cannot wait. It is going to be so unreasonably bad.
Is it going to be another? Is it going to be a horror movie?
No. But, no, because then I got to sit through it, and your dad gets scared as shit.
Yeah, we know.
Uh-huh, being next. Let's go fucking slide!
No!
Oh, so freaking, would you recommend this movie to anybody?
As a little kid, I would have said, yes, watch it over and over again like I did, but now it just kind of bores me.
But you made me say, you undertook this as a punishment for me for some reason.
This is your fault. You brought it up last week. I had to.
Oh, that's not going to be a thing. Already into like episode 2 of our fucking podcastings, Mel. Yeah. What are we going to do at episode 100? We're going to.
You're going to cuss some more.
You think all I do is swear? I am insightful.
Okay. You have barely spoken one sentence without talking about me cussing.
I've spoke several sentences, not even referring to what you're referring to. That's two right there. Also, furthermore, I am insulted that you would speak that way about your father. And in an open public forum, Phoenix. Well, it's not an open public forum unless, you know, there's other people here to talk and shit. So,
hello? No.
Oh, there we go. That's what you want to do today. All right, so what do we give this? What do we do? 0 to 5? How many mellies do we give this?
Really?
How many mellies does Hannah Montana get?
You go first.
I would not recommend this movie to anyone, ever. Never, never, ever, ever. I am giving it a half a mellie out of 5.
I'll give it a whole one.
One whole melly.
Only because I like to watch it sometimes when I'm bored out of my mind.
Oh, that is sad. That's like
what else?
That's like how do? That's how like girls date your dad. They're like, well, if there's no other options.
I'm gonna tell Crystal.
Yeah, go ahead and tell her.
I'm gonna tell her.
You tell her that Crystal, this is your life. You're only dating my dad due to lack of options. That's not true.
No,
it's not true.
And
she's one of those unfortunate women who love your father very, very much.
And he way.
That's all we want to talk. Does that make you uncomfortable?
What?
Your dad to talk about his girlfriend?
No.
So, Phoenix, I figure what better time than to talk about the birds and the bees.
Had the speech 3 times right at here. School.
But not from your father.
I don't.
Who is
I'm good.
What
I could go.
Some people would consider to be an expert in the field.
I could go my whole life without having to hear it from you.
So, once a month. Once a month. Pure concentrated evil. Come on, don't be like this. Don't.
And snap. And I'm making the noise.
All right. No more sex talk. We'll save that for next episode. I'm going to make you watch movies with sex in it. And then we're going to have to discuss.
I'll tell grandma.
I'll be like, Phoenix, you stay away from this. And be like, Dad, I want to go to the fucking slide.
No, stop. See, you did it again.
All right. So I figured this is a good enough. We almost got 20 minutes of arguing father-son. Ooh.
Oh, no.
I wish you were a boy.
No, not a boy.
I wish so bad you were a boy. When they came to me.
Grandma tells me all the time she thought you were a girl.
When they came to me, this is a true story. When they came to me, no, they didn't come to me. We were looking on the fucking, where they put that thing up to the belly.
Ultrasound.
And they go, yep, that's your daughter. There's no penis. I go, look again. They grow them really small in our family.
TMI.
All right, I guess that's a Melly Monkey movie night.
Yeah.
So for my daughter Phoenix.
That's me.
And the best father, love relationship, and guru expert in the world, Hank Hawkins. Ooh. You've been listening to another Melly Monkey movie night. So give us a fucking like, share, and a comment.
Yeah.
Go listen to all the other fucking podcasts on this network. Yeah. And most of all, get out there and watch some movies with your kids and talk about them. I mean, anybody can do this. Anybody can sit down, record themselves with their kids, and then, you know.
Right, you could even record yourself with your
phone. In 150 to 200 years when I die, you can go back and listen to this stuff and be like, grandkids, this is when.
Great grandkids. If you're expecting to live to 200.
I will. You'll be like,
great great grandkids.
Grandkids, I used to make these with your grandfather. My father!
Is the handshaking necessary?
The handshaking, that's because you got arthritis from working in the computer industry your whole life.
Is that what you think I'm going to do?
Yep, you're like, Pop-Pop used to say some rather naughty language!
Okay, so my kids are going to call you Pop-Pop?
Pop-Pop.
All right.
Unless like they're little asshole kids, and I ain't letting them call me Pop-Pop. Like I'm like,
Pop-Pop!
Pop-Pop doesn't love you.
Pop-Pop hates you.
Pop-Pop hates you.
All right.
Pop-Pop peed in your breakfast when you weren't looking.
Okay.
All right. For Melly Monkey Movie Night, I'm Hank.
I'm B.
Bye.